education looked like a good profession to get into at the time.
Dr. Marshall L. Gallant is a professor at UWM and one of many teachers to have started his career in education at Milwaukee Public Schools. He says that at the time, the district was thriving and actively hiring and retaining a diverse group of professional educators. Today, things are different. Nearly 700 positions are available in the district for next school year. Holly Wegman is the president of Student Wisconsin Education Association at UWM. She says that as future educators, students at UWM must be informed about issues that permeate all aspects of society and MPS.
My aim was to talk about student participation and what we can do as students right now on campus and how we can reach out to the community to fight voucher programs and inequity within Milwaukee Public Schools.
Barbara J. Minor is critical of Governor Scott Walker's new budget proposals and says that the government is favoring funding for voucher programs instead of for public schools.
In the last budget cycle in 2011, Walker cut public education more than any governor in Wisconsin history. Now he wants to literally keep public education funding flat while significantly increasing funding of voucher schools and expanding vouchers across the state. So you have a clear agenda of further abandoning public education and taking tax dollars that would otherwise go to public schools and funneling that money into private schools.
A review in Publishers Weekly says that the issues Minor raises in her new book are of great importance to all those concerned with how our society educates its children. But Minor says that the issues she discusses in her book are about more than the educational system.
Part of what's happening in Milwaukee is you cannot separate out what's happening in the neighborhoods, in the schools, broader issues of jobs and joblessness, incarceration. But it's very clear that in Milwaukee, long before we abandoned the public schools, we abandoned entire neighborhoods and communities. And that's all very much related. I don't think we can ever truly address the problems facing Milwaukee unless we address the hypersegregation that's the hallmark of our metropolitan region.
Minor says that while the outlook for MPS and public education is difficult to determine, it will be clearer once the budget is finalized. The new Wisconsin state budget will be put into effect this July. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Callie LeCount.